Well, good morning, church. It's good to see your smiling faces and smell your breath. As my dad would say, I can't remember the face, but the breath smells familiar. It is just great to be back. I'm completely upside down. Time-wise, it's 11:30 my time at night, and been up since about 3 or so, and I'm ready to go to sleep, so just throw something at me if I start to diesel a little bit. Again, big thanks from Leah, and we're just really thankful for what God's been doing in the hearts of people and all of that. So tough to come home and leave her, but we had such a wonderful experience together, and it was incredibly busy. Helping her, but also doing a lot of work for the church while I was over there from this church. And there were countless meetings and phone calls and FaceTimes and all kinds of stuff, but that's the drill, and it's all good. So, would you just bow your heads quickly in prayer with me? Our Lord and Savior, we love you, and we ask now that you, by your Holy Spirit, would come and teach. I can't teach. The Holy Spirit is the only one who teaches true spiritual truth from you, Lord God. So please, open your word to us, open our understanding. Speak very much through and in spite of me this morning. And we pray that you would give ears to hear what you are saying to your church. We thank you for that. And we believe you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I just want to say publicly, I've done this privately, individually to each of them, but staff, wherever you are scattered, Scott, Amy, and Irwin, they did a really good job preaching. And listened to all the messages online, and you know, God used His Word, and He used. It's just so great, right? It's just I'm just so thankful for them. And the Holy Spirit's working. Today we wrap up our series, Pursue. And so let's just get right at it so I don't lose more time on the front end. And our verse together, the Holy Spirit led us to study for 6 weeks, 2 Timothy 2:22. And I would like us, let's read this out loud together, shall we? So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have you memorized this verse during the last 6 weeks? I think it's a great verse to memorize because it includes one of the most foundational truths about spiritual growth. We've heard it every single week. You're going to hear it again today, that bidirectional growth is God's plan. There's two things we're supposed to do. One is we're to flee. We're to run away from. This word is in the present tense. Imperative, that means it's not an option, it's a command, and it's active, it's not something passive. You must proactively flee from things. Do you know that the root word for this word in the Bible and the original manuscripts is where we get the word fugitive? Who saw Harrison Ford in The Fugitive? That was one of the first movies I got my dad to watch he didn't fall asleep in. It was a Hallmark day for me. But think about that. If you've seen the movie and you think about a fugitive, they are always on the run, right? Are they ever not on the run? No. And so what this verse is teaching us, so like as a fugitive who is always running from those that are going to capture them, we too must run, or the word means flight from danger. Running away from that which deters and distracts and deadens us spiritually, destroys our spiritual life and passion. Friends, we must flee from those things that are going to actually destroy and deaden us. The problem is this, that we rationalize and